also, Carly Bombshell. How'd you come up with that?
That's actually a really dumb story. So back when I was working at Mac, I used to wear like a red wig into work.
Yeah.
And that was when like Riverdale was airing. And in like one of the earlier episodes, Cheryl says like, oh, follow me on Instagram at Cheryl Bombshell. So then I was wearing the red wig with a red lipstick and someone was like, oh, you're Cheryl Bombshell. Wait, you're Carly Bombshell. We jokingly changed the name and then it stuck.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So how did you ever get into doing something, to doing cosplay?
Well, I've always been into like nerdy stuff ever since I was a kid, and actually my older sister used to cosplay when she was a teenager, and she's always been one of my role models, so I just kind of followed in her footsteps years later.
Now, do you have a specific theme that you like to dress? Like, do you have a number of costumes, like a favorite costume, or?
I tend to favor, when I do like an armor build, that tends to be what I love the most, but it's not necessarily the easiest things to wear, so it's not what I'm always wearing. As far as themes go, though, not really. I really like everything, and I believe like you can just cosplay all over the map because it's fun to do anime, games, movies, whatever. Like, I'm everywhere.
Well, and what's your favorite part of cosplaying? That's a general question.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that I love about cosplay, but I think for me, if I had to say my favorite part, it would be like that moment where you have the costume on, and everything's done, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, I'm a character. And you just like, you're like, I did this, I made this, yeah. I'm wearing this, I get to wear this, like, how cool. Like, yeah. I don't know, it's just like a cool feeling.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's fair. Well, yeah. And what's your favorite part of doing like comic expos and fan cons?
Coming to conventions?
Yeah.
I think I love like kids, I'm not gonna lie. When I see a cute kid and they're like, oh my gosh, you're a fairy, or oh my gosh, you're Wonder Woman, or whatever, like that's always a really fun feeling because like to them it's real.
Yeah.
And obviously like cosplay is about like make believe with the costumes, right? So kids really have an imagination that's like admirable, and when they believe that you're the character, you feel like the character and you feel those empowering characteristics and whatnot. So I know that's a little cheesy, but I just love the interactions, you know, and just the experience, yeah.
And finally, any advice for somebody that wants to get into cosplaying?
This sounds really lame and cheesy, I guess this all has been, but just do it.
Yeah.
I feel like the one thing that holds people back is their own perception of themselves or their own, you know, insecurity, and at the end of the day, if you just, like, just do it, even if it doesn't work out the way you want it, even if it's bad, just do it anyways, and it's better to have a finished costume than no costume at all, right? Even if it's not perfect.
Yeah.
So just go into it, make the costume, have fun, and, you know, if your first costume sucks, you can make a second costume.
Yeah.
You can make a third costume. You can make a 100th costume. So just keep going.